I'm joined this afternoon by Nicholas Marks, who's the CEO of the AIFC. Nicholas, thanks for joining us. How are you doing over there?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, Nicholas, thank you for joining us. I wanted to just share a bit. Now, our listeners know I've shared some personal stuff on air and the challenges of being in mental health issues. And so I guess this one not only hits close to home, but mental health of Australian men. Nicholas, I guess the challenge for most guys is that we don't talk about our issues. We act as if everything's okay, but that's not the way to respond, is it? That's not the way to handle stress and anxiety and things like depression, is it?
That's a really good point. I think understanding some of the statistics around this, the first raises awareness and just shines a light on some of the serious nature of this, and that we need to do something about it. With around 20% of Aussie men suffering from a mental health or behavioural issue, that's one in five guys in a room. And the leading cause of death now being for guys between the age of 15 and 44 being suicide. So they're not fun things to talk about, but I think they're really important things to talk about. And particularly as Christians, we want to bring in this out into the light and, raising awareness and making it okay to talk about. Because as you mentioned, as guys, we're probably less likely to want to talk about it and disclose these things for all sorts of reasons.
So if you just tuned in, you are here on Rim FM. It is The Drive Home. We're talking with Nicholas Marks, CEO from AIFC today. I guess, Nicholas, the challenge for guys is, as I said before, guys generally don't talk about this stuff. And some guys do. I don't want to stereotype and say, guys just don't talk in general, but I guess that's probably the challenge. But so some of the things that you talk about, the press release you put out recently talks about, for things for men to think about if they experience mental health. I guess what's the first thing? Like, how do I know if I've got a mental health issue or if it's just been a bad day at work? Or, is it every day a bad day at work? But how do I know? What are some of the signs that I might see in myself, my own behaviour? Or what are some of the things that my mates might see if I'm starting to struggle with some sort of mental health issue?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Just to discern between, look, I think it's important to realise that sometimes we may be down about things. That's a really natural, normal thing to have. And for example, one thing that we might look for is, am I feeling anxious about something for an extended period of time?
Mm-hmm.
So, beyond 8 to 10 or 12 weeks. If I've experienced some short-term depression, which can be really normal, is it now continuing on? It's been 3 or 4 months and I'm still sort of stuck in this way of thinking. And, as we hear in Proverbs, as a man thinks, so he is. So our thoughts are such an important part of our life. So certainly longevity or the length of time of having things such as anxiety or depression can be a real telltale for us. And that can be when it's good to sort of go, okay, well, I think I might need to have a chat with someone about this. And it might just be that you go and have a chat with your pastor. It might just be you have a chat with your GP. You might want to go and just have a conversation, two or three sessions with a Christian counsellor, and you just work these things through. And we think about it, if I've got a banged up knee, I'll probably go and do something about that.
Yeah.
I can have a few sessions of physio and then get it back on track. And I think we need to think about our thought life and mental health in that same way.
I guess there is that stigma still attached to mental health, isn't it? And I know just not just for guys, but for women as well. But I guess, we're focusing mainly on the issues for guys at the moment. But I guess that's the first thing. Like, I want to say to any of our listeners out there, if you're struggling with something or you need something, don't be afraid to talk to somebody. And as Nicholas has just said, I guess the first step is, if you're not too sure who to go to in terms of counsellors, and yeah, you're right. A pastor at your church, share it, talk to somebody and get involved. And I know your GP, your local doctor can go through and do a questionnaire with you and talk through some of the things that you might be and help you understand whether, as you said, Nicholas, it's a natural part of life of being down and feeling a little bit in the dumps because life's been tough. Or, as you said, if it's something over a number of weeks, it's just recurring and you're really struggling to get out of the rut. In terms of getting connected, so I guess one of the other issues for people who struggle with mental health and guys in particular is this sense of social isolation. Nicholas, what are some of the things you can recommend guys do to sort of, again, to have a bunch of people around them that might be able to pick up on some of the signs? But why, I guess, is it important not to just be a loner? I mean, I know sometimes it's personality, but what's the importance of that in terms of mental health issues?
I think in these situations, gender matters in terms of our masculinity. So I don't want to talk about my feelings 24/7, but at the same time, I know if I don't talk to other people, whether it's my wife or mates around me or pastor or whomever, I end up, as you said, as a bit of an island. And we're not made to function that way. And so good questions to ask is saying, well, who have I got speaking into my life and whose life am I speaking into? And I think because it needs to go both ways. And, you know, do I have some trusted friend or trusted friends that I can speak safely to and let them know? I'll go with the V word, which is not a word that us guys really like that much, but it's being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, and I've done this a lot myself over the years, is I had equated vulnerability with weakness.
Yep.
Whereas it just means, look, I'm going to open up about some stuff and you're probably going to figure out that by the end of it, I don't have it all together.
Yeah.
And usually the person that you're talking to, if they know you well enough, goes, well, look, we already saw this anyway in you and we're glad that you now want to talk about it.
Yeah. And there's nothing that can replace having a good bunch of friends. You know, I mean, I always encourage guys to get in a Bible study group or some sort of connect group or life group that's just mainly guys. I mean, there is some value there in getting to know each other. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Nicholas Marks, the CEO of Australian Institute of Family Counselling. Now, Nicholas, I guess if someone out there is struggling or thinks a mate might be struggling with some sort of mental health issue, we've said get help, we've said talk to somebody. Who would you recommend people go to? Apart from your GP, are there services available? Is there information on a website? Or how do I find out if I have an issue or if I need to talk to somebody? What do I do?
Yeah, look, I think it depends on the level of how you're feeling. But there's, as you mentioned, the GP, pastor, but there's also specific services out there. There's Men's Helpline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're making that number available.
I will, actually. I've got that here. I'll put that up on Facebook for guys.
Lifeline, which has a 24-hour counselling service. If it's more of a crisis nature, I think those services are very much there. There's some surveys that you can fill out on Beyond Blue, which sort of help you gauge where you're at from a mental health perspective. I remember filling some of those out myself in years gone by. And the other thing is, it might be that you want to see a Christian counsellor. So you could talk to someone in your local church or give us a call at AIC and we can point you in the right direction of someone to see within your local area. And the other one is, at the right time, is even thinking about yourself just being equipped. And this is not to give the shameless plug about AISC, but just looking at going, okay, well, I'd like to get more equipped in understanding more about anxiety or depression, or what does mental health really look like, or understanding or helping people at risk. And so getting equipped in this area can be really good as well.
Nicholas, that's fantastic. So just to reiterate, if you're out there and you do want to talk to somebody, there is specifically for men, a men's helpline. It's available 24/7 for counselling. The number is 1-300-789-978. If something urgent or something you're feeling really like you need to talk to someone like urgently, you've also got access to Lifeline, which is a 24-hour counselling service. And that number is 131114. So either men's helpline or Lifeline are numbers you can call straight away if you feel like you want some help. Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. So I always find it fascinating to break stereotypes and just to help people understand that, you know, being a guy doesn't mean you have to have it all together. And this is a reality for a lot of guys out there that, you know, as you said, one in five guys are struggling with some sort of mental health, some to a large degree, some to a lesser degree, but it's, you know, it varies for everybody. But Nicholas, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been great hearing you and sharing some of this information for us.
Oh, look, it's an absolute pleasure, and I hope it's added some value to the guys out there listening, and appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Nicholas. And if you want more information, I'm going to jump over to our Facebook page, The Drive Home, and I'll pop